of light, wisdom, guidance, discernment, and blessings, beautiful souls in this world. You don't know, we are not of this world. Coolie Baby, your host, is here, okay? And blessings, welcome to Coolie Baby Express's podcast. Here we are on episode 8. Yes, we have made it to episode 8. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm just so blessed that God is using me as a vessel. I'm just like so amazed that he believes that little old me can do such a work, can be and fulfill such a position to bring forth his word, to be used as a vessel so that his truth can, you know, come in. And we know that it says in scripture, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, right? Piercing through to the marrow and the bone. And so I'm just amazed and blessed that God is using me to bring forth his truth and his word. Okay, but I just want to welcome you guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, I already prayed over this episode, so we are going to dive in. Okay, and so on this episode, as you know, this is episode 8, right? And the number 8, you know, means new beginnings, new beginnings, new beginnings, new. Okay, I'm hearing that Ty Trivet song, new. Everything new, everything new. Right? So the title of this episode is God's Covenant, okay? New beginnings. God's Covenant, new beginnings. So we know that first of all, God is so serious when it comes to his covenants. When it comes to the covenant of God. If God made a covenant with you, I need for you to take it serious, because God does not play about his covenants, right? And so the Old and the New Testament, right? So the Old and the New Testament, we know we have an Old Testament, we have a New Testament, right? And so this episode right here might mess with a lot of religious people. But I just pray that God has his way in your heart and your spirit. And I just pray that truth is revealed to you and God shows you what he needs to show you in this time, right? So we know there's an Old Testament. We know there's a New Testament. Now, the Old Testament was prior to Jesus, right? Prior to Jesus coming to earth and fulfilling his, you know, ministry and his purpose and all these things. Now, many people think that Jesus wasn't here until the New Testament, but that's a whole nother topic. That's a whole nother video episode. It's a whole next thing, because actually Jesus was very, very much present, okay, in the Old Testament, not in flesh, but he was very much present. Okay, now that's a challenge for you. Go back and do your homework, right? But Jesus was very much present. The entire Godhead was present in the Old Testament, right? But we know that Jesus wasn't present in the flesh in the Old Testament. Now we know the New Testament was when Jesus was here in flesh, when he was on the earth, came to earth in flesh, okay? And so a lot of people like to debate, and first of all, God does not like debates. Stop debating, stop going back and forth. God doesn't like that. Reprobated mind, that's not what God wants for you. He doesn't need his children debating, okay? So stop debating. But a lot of people do debate on if the Old Testament still stands or if the New Testament is what we should live by, and you know what I'm saying? So let's cut all of that. So we know that God doesn't play about his covenants, and which leads me to bring up Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, okay? Those are our forefathers, okay? And those men right there had very special intimacy with God, okay? They were so deep in their relationship with God, and whatever God told them to do, they did. Whatever God told them to do, they fulfilled. Whatever God told them to do, even if they questioned it, it was like, Lord, how? Lord, what? Are you serious? They still obeyed. And obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is what's going to bring you to what God ordained you to be here for. Your obedience. okay? So your purpose is going to stem from your obedience. I'm going to tell you that right now. Your purpose in life, in this life, in this earthly realm, is going to stem from your obedience to God. But so we know God made covenants with these four men. He made covenants with these four men. And although the covenants that were made, you know, we're flesh, so we're naturally wicked. Like, this flesh is naturally wicked. And this is why we gotta die to our flesh every day. We spoke about this on last episode. We have to die to our flesh on a daily basis, because if we don't, we're going to be drifting more and more away from God. And this is not what God wants from us, right? We're supposed to be drawing nigh to God. And the Bible tells us, you draw nigh to God, God is going to draw nigh back to you. You understand? So God made these covenants with these men, and he stood by them. And this is why God takes his covenant so serious, because whatever he says, again, episode number one, God's word is bond. Whatever he says has to come to pass. It has to be fulfilled. So if God make a covenant with you, know that that covenant will and has to stand, right? So we see the covenants that God made with Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? And those covenant leads up, those covenants right there, those covenants lead up to the ultimate covenant that was made, all right? So let's jump in. So God's covenant, right? No matter who, okay, we talked about those four men, or even you. If God made a covenant with you, okay, anytime God makes a covenant, it doesn't matter with who, it doesn't matter what about, God's covenant always brings life. God's covenant always brings life. And so let's go to scripture, okay? So we're in scripture, and we're in 2 Corinthians, okay? We're in chapter 3, verses 6, and it reads, he has enabled us to be ministers of his new covenant. This is a covenant of not of written laws, but of the Spirit. The old written covenant ends in death, but under the new covenant, the Spirit gives life. Now, again, I know it's going to ruffle a lot of religious people's feathers, right? Okay, this is scripture, okay? Don't shoot the messenger. This is scripture. It says, the old written covenant ends in death, but under the new covenant, the Spirit gives life. So in the Old Testament, you know, when Moses had written the commandments and thing by God, and why did God have to give commandments in the first place? Why? Because of the evilness of flesh, because of the evil that was taking place by humans, what humans thought they should do. You know, humans were thinking, oh, I should have multiple wives. We spoke about this in episode one. I should have multiple wives. Oh, I should be able to sleep with my brother's wife. You know, like, we had just perverted mentalities, and even till this day we still have this, right? So we had perverted mentalities, and so we were doing as we see fit. And so God was like, okay, I have to put some laws in order so y'all can at least abide by laws. That way it won't be too much craziness going on, because I just can't. I could just imagine God saying, Janu. And the thing about it is, he had already made his covenant, right? First covenant with Noah. He made that covenant saying that he's never going to destroy the world, the earth again, with water, right? And that was the signification of the rainbow, right? And then the covenants that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, okay? Listen, we're part of that covenant, you know. If y'all did not know, we are part of that covenant. Okay, we talk about the last covenant that was made in the Old Testament with Jacob. We're talking about that covenant that we are now, we are to be living in that covenant. Because even though Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is not here in the flesh no more, God promised them something. And God said he's going to see to it that his promise that he made to them shall be fulfilled. And don't you know that we're the generations after them? We're in that lineage? Yes. So we are living in that covenant right now as we speak. You understand? So the covenant of God brings life. It brings life. It brings life. And it's not to say that the Old Testament we should do away with. No, because people are still wicked. Humans still have flesh, and flesh is still deceitful. So no, not to say that we should do away with the Old Covenant, but we gotta pre We gotta see what God is saying, right? What he's trying to make a huge point of, right? But we know that God's covenant, no matter what, it brings life, life, life. And we're now living in the new covenant, right? Which the scripture says, but under the new covenant, the Spirit gives life. The Spirit gives life. So not laws are not giving life, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is giving life. Do you receive that life? That's the question, right? So that brings me to say the new covenant is superior to the old covenant. And so this is, you know, this is where, like, you know, a lot of people go back and forth. Oh, the old covenant is what's important. The new covenant is important, but the old covenant still stands. You know what I'm saying? So all this compare and contrast and debating and all these things. Listen, the new covenant is superior to the old covenant, right? Because it's not that it doesn't matter, the old covenant. It matters. But God needs to show you what it was stemming to. Amen? What the old covenant was stemming up to. And so we know that in the new covenant, that's where Jesus came in the flesh. And he came in the name of grace. All right? There was no in the name of grace in the old covenant, right? You were stoned, you were all these things, but Jesus came in the name of grace, and that's the new covenant. So the old covenant was stemming up to the new covenant. And so I want to go to scripture. We have Hebrews chapter 8, verses 6, and it reads, "But now Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood, for he is the one who mediates for us a far better covenant with God based on better promises." So Jesus came. This is scripture again. Don't shoot the messenger. Jesus came to give a new covenant, and that covenant, scripture says, is a far better covenant with God based on better promises. You're not going to be promised to be stoned if you do commit this. You're not going to be promised to be this if you do commit. Now, that don't mean to go say, oh, that mean I could sin. No, you cannot. You shall not. You should not sin. Okay? Even with this new covenant, your mentality should be refraining from sin, fleeing from immorality. You know, that should be your mentality even with this new covenant. But in this new covenant, Jesus has given us a far more superior covenant where he mediates between us and God with that covenant of grace. Amen? With that covenant of grace. And so that goes on to say, now the old covenant is foreshadowing the new covenant. Okay. The old, again, that doesn't mean to say one doesn't mean anything anymore or one is more than the other or whatever. The old covenant is foreshadowing the new covenant. It foreshadowed the new covenant, right? So again, the old covenant was just to stem up to what was to come in the new covenant. Now, in the old covenant, you had very select few prophets that God allowed to know that there was the Son of Man coming. They prophesied of what was to come in the new covenant, right? So you had some people that kind of, God gave them foresight, right? And they foreshadowed the new covenant that was to come. And how it would have been totally different from the covenant that was already present, which was the old covenant. All right. So let's go to scripture. We're in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. And that reads, "The old system under the law of Moses was only a shadow." My God. "A dim preview of the good things to come." What did we just say? Not the good things themselves. "The sacrifices under that system were repeated again and again, year after year, but they were never able to provide perfect cleansing for those who came to worship." So could it be that God is saying that in the old covenant, you know, there were the laws and things and all these things and, you know, people that made mistakes and they repented, you know, they still got stoned and they still, you know, were abused and all these things for it, right? Even some were like put to death for it, right? And then some people that wanted to change from their wicked ways, some people that wanted to repent and turn away from their ways, you know, they worshiped and they praised God. But even the word says, but they were never able to provide perfect cleansing for those who came to worship. The people who came to worship in spirit and in truth, the people who came to see God for who he is, still didn't have the full leverage for perfect cleansing. So could it be that there had to be a new covenant? Could it be that the new covenant does hold something that the old covenant doesn't? Could it be that the ways that we used to live by the old covenant, we don't have to in the new covenant because what the new covenant offers? Come on, somebody. And I pray that people that do have such a religious spirit on them, I pray that you are being convicted right now in the mighty name of Jesus to broaden your spiritual eyes, to broaden your eyes to what God has allowed. God allowed there to be a new covenant. If we were just to live by the old covenant, then it would just be the old covenant and not the new covenant, right? But God broadened that to give life. We said it, that God's covenant brings life. He broadened that to give new life. To give life of new grace. Hallelujah. To give life of new, of perfect cleansing. My God. We spoke a little bit last episode about, you know, being washed and cleansed and delivered and thing. And that's, you know, that takes much. That takes you going into God's presence and all these things. But, you know, in the old covenant, they didn't have that. But now we do. Now we can be perfect, perfectly cleansed. My God, no matter what you did, you repent, you turn from your ways, you can be perfectly cleansed. They did not have that in the old covenant. So this is the decipher. This is the differentiating between the two of the old covenant and the new covenant. People need to stop debating about the two and just gain the knowledge of what the two are and what they stand for and what the cause, what the purpose of them both are. You understand? And so this all brings it back to Jesus established this new covenant. The new covenant that we are currently living in today, that we are currently living in right now, Jesus brought forth and established such a covenant, okay? And let's go to scripture, right? So we're in Luke chapter 22, verse 20, okay? And it reads, after supper, he took another cup of wine and said, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, and an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you. Hallelujah. Jesus said his blood, my God, his body, hallelujah, is the new covenant that will be sacrificed for you, for me, for us. And in the time, I can imagine in the time when he spoke that to the 12 disciples, they couldn't comprehend, like, what? Your blood, your body, like, what are you talking about? Like, drink your blood, what? I can imagine that they couldn't fully comprehend what he was saying, but only when their eyes saw him get crucified, only when their eyes saw his blood gushing out of his body, only when their eyes saw his body nailed to that cross, is when they comprehended the words that he spoke, saying that his blood was poured out for them, his body was a living sacrifice for them, for the new covenant between God and his people. Hallelujah. You are God's people. You are God's royal priesthood. You are God's chosen vessels. That because of you, he established a new covenant. Because of you, because the love God has for you, his chosen, his people, he sent his begotten son to save you through this new covenant. My God, God is so good. God is so good. So I come to tell you today that God, when God gives, when God makes a covenant with you, it's to bring life. It's to bring life, not death. And we talked about death. We talked about how death leads to life last episode. God brings covenants for life, for the specific reason of life. And to have a new beginning. To have a new beginning in your life, to have a new beginning for you, to continue to pursue the words of God, to continue to pursue God's will. The Bible says, Scripture says, I am doing a new thing. This is the word of God. This is the word of the Lord. I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way for you in the wilderness. I will make streamlands in the desert. My God. And many of us go, many of us are in wildernesses right now. Many of us are in a desert season in our life right now. But God said he is doing a new thing and he will make rivers in the desert. He will make a way out of that wilderness. So let me tell you how this new covenant that we are in right now, it stands. Okay, it stands. And you shall be delivered. You will and you shall be delivered and you shall receive this new thing that God is doing. Do you not perceive it? Do you not see it? Can you not see it? And if you cannot see it, I challenge you to go into the presence of God and say, God, remove the veil from my eyes. God, remove the veil from my eyes, my spiritual eyes, so that I can see this new that you are doing. So that I can see this covenant, this new covenant that you allow to take place so that I can be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a new beginning, y'all. It is a new beginning. Do you not perceive it? And I challenge you to take this word to God and let God reveal to you the newness that he's doing in your life specifically. Okay? God is doing new all over the world, but my new that he's doing may not be the same new that he's doing for you. So I challenge you to go to God in your secret place and let him reveal the new that he's doing unto you, unto your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. Listen, I thank you guys so much for tuning in. All the people that are watching the visual, big up yourself. Everybody that's listening on any podcast streaming platforms, big up yourself as well. God is really doing something new, and I'm just blessed that he's not forgetting me. You know, it was always a song in my heart, and I give thanks to my mom for this. Where she always played this song, and it just remained in my spirit even growing up. And even till this day in my adult years, you know, I sing this song. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Hallelujah. Lord, whatever you're doing in the season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. My God, I challenge you to take that to God right now and tell Lord, whatever new that he's doing in this season, Lord, don't do it without me. And when you don't do it without me, just lead me in the way that I should go. Lead me, guide me, be the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path so that I know that I'm in your perfect will and that I can do the things that you have originally ordained for me to do here on this earth before I come into your presence, oh God. My God, God is so good. I love you guys so much. Make sure you are staying tuned for the next episode that we'll be releasing next week, Saturday at 6:45 a.m. Eastern Time. All right, make sure you are tuning into all the Moving Mondays. Every Monday we are meeting up. There's a visual released, and we live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern Time every single Monday. You don't want to miss these Moving Mondays because God is truly moving, and there's more to what he's doing right now. I don't even know like the more to come, but I know that there's more to come to what he's doing right now when it comes to Moving Monday. So make sure you are tuning in every Moving Monday and any other movements of God that he's doing within this ministry at CB17 Visions. You might want to tune in, go to the website, see everything that God is doing, and just stay connected because God is going to continue to build this ministry. He's going to continue to do more and more and more and more. And I want you to be a part of it. Amen. So I love you guys. Thank you for tuning into this episode. Remember, God's covenant, it's a new beginning. And God wants you to see this new beginning and perceive it for what it is. I love you so much. Bless up yourself. Cool be happy day. You done know the tinga already. And I will see you on the next episode. I love you so much. Mwah.
Thanks for watching this episode of Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast. If you have not tapped in to Moving Mondays, tap in every Monday. Visual release is 5:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Coolie Baby merch, music, sessions, and more, go to the website www.cb17visions.com. We will see you on next week's episode on CBE Podcast. Be sure to join us every Saturday, 6:45 Eastern Standard Time. And remember, take the word to God for revelation.
Throw the alley-oop.